Every day is an opportunity to design, build, and live your dream life. Join us on Designing Your Life today. Get strategies for achieving goals that boost your business and energizes your life. Get insights for economy-proofing both your life and business. I'm Pat Counsell, everybody's favorite goal achievement strategist, and my goal is to help you reach yours. Get connected with other power achievers and stay in the know by requesting the Power Up Today newsletter. Simply text the word Power Up to 42828. That's 42828. Also, connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, and other social media outlets by visiting designingyourlifetoday.com. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. I'm Goal Achievement Strategist Pat Counsell, and you are listening to Tone It Up Tuesday. Okay, if you missed yesterday's show, we talked about problems and what you can do about them. Because what I want everyone to understand that when it comes to goal achievement, it is a journey. And you're going through a process where you have to expand your mind, where you're learning something new. So everything's not going to just come to you so easily. Now, does it mean it can't? Nope, it doesn't. It can. People always say if it comes easily, the goal wasn't big enough. But listen, you get to set your goals. You get to decide how big you want to stretch, how big you want to go. And I think that if you achieve a goal that's fairly easy, then I think you'll stretch on your own. So don't be intimidated by someone telling you, well, if you achieved your goal easily, it wasn't big enough. I mean, who are they to say, right? But that's not what today's show is all about. This is Tone It Up Tuesday, and we're going to talk about using exercise to keep you focused. How do you do that? How do you achieve many goals with just having that one focus? In other words, being focused on your fitness. And I am constantly working on staying healthy, and I'm happy to announce that, you know, I went to the doctor and blood pressure is textbook. And so, you know, things are physically in good shape, but I want to tone up more and, of course, continue to lose more weight. So I thought about it and I said, well, wait a minute, I have these other goals. And when I wrote those goals down and did kind of a little bit of mind mapping, which is really kind of neat, then you will see how all of your goals or many of your goals are connected. So you can actually achieve many goals with just having that one focus. So using exercise to keep you focused can actually help you earn more money, help you put your attention on really more entertainment, getting out more, doing different things. So it just causes you to expand your mind. And so I want to talk a little bit about that. I think I'm just going to give 3 points for today on how kind of using exercise to keep you focused. And because that's one of the reasons why most people don't achieve their goals is because they don't stay focused, right? And if that's you, this show is for you. And be sure to share it with someone that might need it, who's having a challenge with staying focused when it comes to achieving their goals. And you know what? One of the things that I've discovered is that people who don't work out consistently, they have a hard time staying focused. When I wasn't working out, I'll be honest, I was not focused as I could have been. So exercise goes just beyond having this, you know, toned body. It's not just about that. It goes way beyond that. That's just a bonus, right? Okay, so the first point is when it comes to exercising and staying focused, exercise, it keeps your mind in better shape as well as your body. So exercise isn't just for your physique, okay? It strengthens your mind and it allows you to stay to have a healthier mind and have a healthier brain. And as a result, it becomes easier for you to stay focused, not to mention your memory gets like super sharp. Okay, so you really, these are great reasons to exercise. So if you ever complain about exercising or you want to talk yourself out of exercising, this might help you to stop doing that. Because understand this, if you talk yourself out of something, eventually you're going to not do it. See, you can talk yourself out of something and you can talk yourself into something. So I'm talking you into something, right? And hopefully these tips will help you to do it yourself. So when it comes to using exercise to keep you focused, it keeps your mind in better shape as well as your body. The second point is exercise. It helps you to clear your mind. So it clears your mind so that you can focus even more on something specific. Why? Because now I've found that the more I exercise, the more disciplined my mind becomes. Now, having been in the military, that's something I already knew, but I wasn't really thinking about it. But it does, because when I was in the military, my discipline was at an all-time high. And when it came to accomplishing a task or getting the mission done, I was focused on making that happen. So you can actually use exercise to clear your mind so that you can become more focused. Here's the thing about that, because nowadays there's so many things that cause pressure, mental and emotional pressure on us today. And as you exercise, you actually release the pressures of the day. You get rid of anxiety and all of those different things that you worry about when you exercise. It helps you to have more control over all of that. And that clears your mind. And now you're going to focus. And here's the beauty of that. When you're able to focus, one of the best things about being able to focus is that whatever the problem was or whatever it is that's causing you anxiety, because you're now able to focus, you're actually going to come up with some amazing solutions. And I can tell you, whenever I have a problem, I've learned that exercising gives me that clarity. You know, years ago, I used to have a treadmill in my house, and of course it got old and I don't have one anymore. And so I was thinking the other day, wow, I need another treadmill, because whenever I'm stuck, whenever I can't solve a problem or a challenge that I'm having, whenever I need to kind of relax and expand my mind, then exercise helps with that. And sometimes I don't want to go outside and walk around the block or run around the block. I don't want to do that. And being able to just hop on the treadmill and just walk and think is awesome. So exercise does help you to take the pressures of the day off and to take the pressure off, period. So now the third point that I want to bring up is that exercising, it's all about creating a very specific focus. Think about this. People exercise not just because it's the right thing to do or because they really want to exercise. That's not just it. They exercise with a purpose. So they have a very specific reason for exercising. They either want their blood pressure to be lowered. They either want their body to drop some weight. They want to be healthier. They either want they're too thin and they have no muscle tone. And so they want to develop more muscles and they want to be more tone. So there are different reasons. So exercising is all about creating a very specific focus. When you can create a very specific focus when it comes to exercising, guess what? You're going to do that across the board. You will develop the discipline to create that focus in everything that you do. And of course, it becomes easier because now your discipline has gone up and you have that clear mind because you're not under so much pressure. You've kind of blown some steam off, so to speak. So you release that pressure through exercising. So exercising, it really can help you focus and it can help you to achieve other goals other than just simply having a toned body or or lowering your blood pressure, or just being healthier all around, getting a stronger heart. So there's more to exercising than just the physical part of things. When you can develop an exercise regimen and you can stick with it, then one of the things that will happen is you're going to develop that discipline in other areas of your life. Okay, not just your eating habits, but when you set other goals and you look at the other goals that you set, increasing your income, making more sales, starting that business, you're going to feel really good about yourself. Why? Because when you're able to stick to one goal, when you're able to focus on something and do it with, just a tremendous amount of consistency, your confidence goes way up. And now you've convinced yourself that, hey, wait, if I can do this, then I can go over here and I can achieve that, whatever that goal may be. So you are now more confident about some of the other goals that you set. So you can achieve a lot of goals with just developing focus in the area of physical fitness. And that's why you really want to pay attention to your body when it comes to not just being physically fit, but pay attention to your body in terms of what your physical self brings to the table for your goal achievement. You can really achieve a lot of goals if you want to, when it comes to once you sharpen your focus. Okay, and if you get a specific focus in the area of physical fitness, guess what? You now understand what it means to have a specific focus in other areas. So, with that being said, what specific focus do you have? What are you truly focused on? And I want to say this to you. It's not just about focusing on the money, leaving the physical part out, because now money is a physical thing. Think about this. Money is a physical thing. Right? You can touch it, you can see it, and of course you can spend it. And so when you build in one one physical area, you find it easier to build in another physical area. But here's the other plug for physical fitness. It's not just about focus. You also stimulate your creativity, and that clarity allows you to use your imagination to figure out how you're going to get to where it is you want to be, how you're going to achieve all those amazing goals. And another thing about you exercising and being able to stay focused is that even when fear pops up, because you're so focused, you are going to downplay it. You're not going to allow it to stop you. Why? Because you're exercise. When you exercise with that consistency, you feel really good about your ability to stay on course. You feel really good about your ability to achieve. And as a result, you will not let fear slow you down. So let's rehash these three points, and then we're going to say goodbye. First of all, exercising to help you focus, a great reason to do that is because it keeps your mind in better shape as well as your body. It clears your mind. Number two, it clears your mind to help you focus. And as you release the pressures of the day and you put a lid on anxiety and all of the other nerve-wracking energies that come your way, you're going to be able to achieve a lot more. And the third point, of course, is exercising is all about creating a very specific focus, because we exercise for very specific reasons. And when we learn how to create specific focuses or very specific focus, then what happens is our discipline level increases, it strengthens, and now we are staying the course in other areas of our life, which allows us to achieve many goals with just focusing on that one thing. Hey, listen, you guys, that's all I have for you today. Tomorrow on Wonderful Wednesday, I'm going to announce some really great things that will help you. And if you're a veteran listening to this, you definitely want to be here on Wonderful Wednesday, because we've got some great things for you too. Enjoy this Tone It Up Tuesday. Do life with power by being magnificent.